Thank you for calling Gamas. This is Shelly speaking. I'm a floor supervisor. How can I assist today?
Hi, Shelly. My name is Troy Fox, and I am trying to find out what is taking so long with a replacement.
A replacement?
Yes. So back in January of this year, I have the Star Trek Starship Collection. One of the ships arrived, and it was substantially broken. I have a hard time honestly believing it came out of the warehouse in one piece. I reached out to customer service. I sent them an email, including pictures of the damaged ship. On February 4th, they responded to me and said that they apologized for the inconvenience and that a reshipment has been requested and it should be on its way shortly. Now here I am 8 weeks later, and I still don't even have shipping confirmation, let alone the replacement. And I want to know, and apparently I was just told that the request was only put in yesterday or a couple days ago, even though I sent the email back and was responded to back in early February. So I'm frustrated and I'm trying to find out what's going on.
Okay, and that's on account 3492928003?
Yes.
Okay, so I went all the way back to January. Okay, so there was an order that was shipped out. That was 4046. Okay, so 4046 with mags. What was the item that was damaged?
The USS Enterprise B, NCC 1701B.
Was that 40 or 46?
40.
Thank you. Okay, so there's that was shipped out on January 24th. There's the tracking on the 27th, shipped. And then there was a reship that was requested on the 4th. Yeah, 40C, part of 1, yep. Sent to warehouse on the 14th, okay. Tracking was available on 217. I'm showing that was emailed to you. You didn't get it?
No, I mean, there was my regular shipment on 217 that had the ECS Fortunate and the USS Enterprise 1701.
49 and 50.
Yes.
Okay.
Were those replacements for B?
No.
Because then I got another one on 36, which should have been my March shipment. That was 004G, the special gift. 54 and 64, and then one on the 19th, because I was informed that you guys were going to be doing them every 2 weeks with your new location, and that was with 55 and 75. And all those, I assumed, were part of my regular monthly shipment and have all arrived. But, and I don't, I mean, if you're replacing the B with something else, fine. I didn't think those were, I didn't realize that one of those was supposed to be a replacement. If it was, because it just says that your Star Trek Starship Collection issues have been sent out.
Yeah, so that was requested. It was still requested on the 4th, but I don't see where it ever shipped for 40.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, that never shipped out.
That's right. So why is it not shipped out, and when is it actually going to ship out? I mean, I've been patient. I've waited 8 weeks.
I'm not sure. Like the previous agent advised, we're able to send it over to the escalation team to see what happened, but because that's an active reship, I can't force it again. The system doesn't allow me to do that. So I would have to escalate it over to that team and let them know what's going on so they can see if it's a system issue or if the item was even in stock. If it that's the reason it's holding up, we would have to take a look at some other factors. But, yeah, you're right. That never shipped.
Okay. Which I'm glad we're now on the same page, but my question still remains, so when is it going to reship? And if you're telling me it's going to go over to another team, then I'll ask you the same thing I asked the gentleman before, which is, when is that team going to contact me? I want a date, because I've waited 8 weeks, I've been patient, I've been nice, and quite frankly, this is as much niceness as I have left.
I'm sorry, sir, it would be impossible for us to provide a specific date. And it would be extremely unprofessional for me to give you one to satisfy you, and then it comes to that date, and then it doesn't happen. So
that's true. So why don't you put me in contact with the person who can give me a date? Or put me in contact with the team, or somebody who can actually resolve this matter, because I've waited, and my patience is gone. I've tried to be good, and this is what I've got left.
I can't.
And I realize it's not you personally, but right now you're the face of the company. So put me in contact with somebody who can actually get this result.
They're not actually in-house right now, sir.
I don't know what that means.
They're not, like, in-house. They can't, like, we're in a call center. So when the person is not here, I don't have the ability to transfer. We don't have their personal numbers. So, like, if I'm looking at her desk and she's not there, then I have to send it to her via escalation doc. But I don't have a specific date when they get back because it's a team of people, but the only one individual that would be able to advise of a specific date, get in there, investigate, contact the warehouse, do all these things, she's not here right now.
Is there somebody over that person who I can then talk to?
No, no, definitely not. Yeah, I wouldn't have any further contacts with anyone above her.
So when is that person going to be available?
Well, that's the thing. I don't actually have their schedule. They're a manager, so, like, they come in whenever they, you know, whenever they operate. And from there, you know, we have to inquire when we can. But other than that, we send them escalations that they take care of when they're available, active, they respond, review things. Things of that nature, but I don't have their schedule. They're above me. That's policyking99@hotmail.com as your email?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I just sent that over so the team can get started working on that, but the individual that it will ultimately have to go to, she's not available. So other than sending over the escalation, that's really the only thing that we're able to do.
So it's been 8 weeks. When is this going to happen?
I'm sorry, sir. Do you really want me to lie? It's extremely unprofessional.
No, I'd like you to put me in contact with somebody who can answer my question. That's what I want.
I don't have the
I want to be contacted. I don't care who it is or where they're at. I want somebody who can give me a date because I've waited. I've been patient. I did it through email. I've made calls. I've tried to be good. And all it's gotten me is 8 weeks with no answers. So I want somebody with better answers. I want somebody who can give me specifics. Where is that person? Hunt them down and put them on the phone. That's what I want.
Okay. Even if I did have their personal number, I wouldn't call them at home because they wouldn't be able to look into anything. All their systems
then
are in
tell me when I call them. Tell me when, because you keep giving me is, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. We'll send something somewhere and eventually something may happen. I've been told that for 8 weeks.
I'm sorry, I'm not able
to. I'm getting tired of being told the same thing.
I'm not able to further assist.
Okay, well, then put me in contact with somebody who can.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to further assist, sir. I do apologize.
Okay, then put me in contact with somebody who can further assist me.
I'm really sorry I can't further assist, sir. Was there anything else I could assist with?
You can put me in contact with somebody who can further assist me.
I'm not able to do that, sir.
Okay, I think you've got to have somebody over you.
Not right now.
That's who I want to speak with.
Not right now.
Okay, then I need somebody with answers.
I'm sorry I can't further assist you, sir. Is there anything else
then
I can
you're
help
going
with?
to keep getting this call over and over and over again because I'm tired of being patient.
Okay, so with that threat, we can actually block the calls. So do I need to do that? I mean, I don't want to do that.
I would like to be put in contact with somebody who can give me answers. You haven't been able to.
I can't.
I'm trying
do that,
to be
sir.
As
There's
patient
no one
as
above
I can. I'm not yelling.
Because
I'm not
able
cussing,
to further assist, I do have to disconnect the call. I hope you have a great night, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss.